Mohamed qui est sorti, il sera là bientôt pour tout ce qui est de des membres du bureau en tout cas. Didier est là, nous avons également Tijani et nous avons Aziz. Dave, ça c'est le bureau, c'est Elax, hein, mais je parle de Afralo. Donc Afralo, nous avons Yahovi, Dave, Aziz, Tijani, Didier, Mohamed qui est sorti, Awa qui s'est excusé et moi-même. Nous n'avons pas beaucoup d'autres membres aujourd'hui, bon, et nous le déplorons. Tijani, tu voulais dire quelque chose?
Est-ce qu'il y a des gens en ligne?
Non, il n'y a personne. Je pense que l'heure aussi ne nous est pas très très favorable parce que je ne sais pas. Parce qu'il est 18h.
Il est exactement 18h, c'est-à-dire
l'heure à laquelle on a l'habitude
on fait notre réunion.
De nous réunir.
Nous avons accepté de ne pas manger pour que les gens soient à l'heure habituelle.
Oui. Nous n'avons pas leurs excuses, donc on ne peut pas préjuger ni présager quoi que ce soit. Donc nous allons commencer la réunion quand même. Et le deuxième point, l'ordre du jour, vous l'avez peut-être, donc il y a l'appel que nous venons de faire tout de suite. La revue, j'ai devant moi, je vais prendre la version française si ça se trouve. Hein. La revue de résumé, donc les minutes de la réunion du 3 novembre. Le troisième point, c'est les consultations publiques ouvertes. Et l'agenda du jour aujourd'hui, c'était de discuter. Donc, you changing? I'm on the. je suis sur la. Non, c'est que je suis sur l'Adobe Connect et je n'ai pas.
Would you like me to read the agenda?
Please.
Okay.
If you have it, and if it's okay. Moving from one to one.
Okay.
Donc.
So. Point one was the roll call. Tu le veux en français, oui.
On est en français.
Oui, excuse-moi. Donc, c'est l'appel et puis c'est la revue du PV de la dernière réunion qui a eu lieu le 3 novembre avec les action items. Il y en a deux. Le premier, c'est que le staff va vérifier avec Afralo, a vérifié que tous les membres d'Afralo, toutes les ALS sont sur la liste Afralo Internal et ils vont informer, donc ils vont envoyer un email à Tijani en ce sens. Deuxième point, c'est que le staff va envoyer un email sur cette liste-là pour donner donc les nouvelles sur le visa, la situation du visa. Ce sont les deux action items. Le point 3, c'est les consultations publiques ouvertes. Et je pense que là, si Mathias, par exemple, il a la liste devant lui, il peut les passer en revue.
Oui. Là, je vois, pour le quatrième point, es-tu là? Il y a un quatrième point, mise à jour de la réunion ICANN de Carthagène. Discussion des politiques importantes, matière relative à l'AC, prévision sur la réunion Afralo-Afrinic. C'est tout? Est-ce que quelqu'un va m'aider pour m'envoyer le truc?
Vous ne m'envoie pas directement sur l'agenda.
Tu veux qu'on lise tous les points d'abord?
C'est pas grave. Si on est d'accord, si tout le monde l'a lu et que tout le monde est d'accord, on peut passer à la suite. Seulement, je suis très embêtée parce que j'aime bien avoir mon agenda devant moi. Or, ce que j'ai là... Oui, je suis sur Adobe Connect, tu vois. Oui, je l'ai lu, mais ce n'est pas suffisant. Je veux descendre.
Ah, tu veux descendre, d'accord.
Tu comprends? C'est ça mon problème. Bon, on commence. Pour le sommaire de la réunion passée, je pense que Tidjani, en lisant, il l'a fait. Pour le problème de visa, je pense que finalement, tout a été réglé, d'une manière ou d'une autre. On ne va pas revenir sur les détails. L'essentiel est que nous sommes tous là. Hein? Quels que soient les déboires, je pense qu'on l'a partagé avec toutes les autres régions. Donc, il n'y a pas de complainte particulière à faire. Oui, Dave?
Moi, je voudrais remercier le staff de Heidi, Mathias et Gisèle pour avoir fait le suivi avec Constituency Travel, puisque nous sommes là aujourd'hui. C'est grâce à eux. Alors, je demande à tous les membres d'Afralo à applaudir et remercier le staff de ICANN. Merci.
Oui, je vais ajouter aussi, non seulement Heidi et les autres membres ont très bien suivi Mathias, Gisela et autres, mais il faudrait aussi reconnaître que Matt de Travel, oui, il a été formidable. Vraiment, il faudrait qu'on le mentionne et qu'on le remercie de sa disponibilité. Il ne s'est jamais énervé. On l'a fatigué, tiraillé de tous les côtés. Et il a toujours été là, zen, et trouvé des solutions quand les moments sont les plus difficiles. Mais vraiment, moi, je suis en admiration devant celui-là. Et j'aurais bien aimé voir sa photo, au moins le regarder, voir qui il est, parce qu'il est, il est formidable.
Thank you, Fatima, if I may. I will take that back to him. He's a delightful person to work with. And I think the secret to his zen, somehow, is that he's young and he drinks a lot of espresso.
Oui, Dave.
Are you suggest that, okay, we write to him officially as members of Afralo? We send him like an official correspondence thanking him for all that he has done. Thank you.
Ce serait formidable de le faire. David, tu vas nous drafter quelque chose? Rapidement? Merci beaucoup. L'autre point, Tidjani, c'était le...
C'était la liste restreinte des ALS. Et si on veut faire un résumé de la réunion de l'autre fois, c'est surtout, elle était surtout basée sur le processus d'élection ou de sélection du directeur du board. Et je veux ici dire et appuyer le fait que nous avons été peut-être la région la plus clairvoyante sur ce plan-là, puisque nous avons prévu un premier et un deuxième tour. Et on n'a pas été obligé de courir à la dernière minute, de téléphoner à tout le monde pour savoir à qui il faut donc voter. Donc nous avons prévu les deux tours et nous avons demandé à nos ALS de nous donner le premier choix pour le premier tour. Et si ce premier choix tombe il n'est plus au deuxième tour, à qui voulez-vous qu'on vote? Et ça a été fait du premier coup et ça a marché magnifiquement. Et d'une manière très transparente, parce que c'était sur la liste.
Et donc, cette fois-ci, nous applaudissons pour Afralo. On s'applaudit nous-mêmes. Didier, tu n'applaudis pas? Tu n'es pas content? Voilà. Merci. Merci beaucoup. Donc, si vous êtes d'accord, nous passons au troisième point. Non. Si, c'est ça. Hein? Nous passons au troisième point. Mais il me semble également que pendant la réunion, pendant cette réunion-là, c'est là où on a parlé de la rencontre de Carthagène. Non?
Je pense que pendant cette réunion, tu n'as pas été présente pendant qu'on a parlé de la rencontre de Carthagène, puisque c'était juste une information. On avait parlé de la rencontre de Carthagène à la réunion d'avant.
Oui.
Et après, on a fait deux téléconférences d'un groupe restreint pour préparer Carthagène.
Et j'y étais.
Oui.
Ouais. Donc, bon, avec l'âge, la mémoire fait défaut. Donc, nous passons directement au troisième point, les consultations publiques et ouvertes. Et là, nous voulons donc passer la parole à Mathias ou à... pour les consultations publiques, juste 5 minutes maximum.
Ouais, merci. J'ai mis le lien pour les consultations publiques dans Adobe Connect. Alors, vous pouvez aller voir toutes les consultations qui sont actuellement ouvertes. Puis moi, je ne peux pas les voir. Oui, je peux les voir maintenant. Malheureusement, je ne peux pas vous donner des détails sur les consultations ouvertes, mais il sera peut-être intéressant de repasser les consultations dans la LAC. Et très intéressé, c'est par exemple la consultation publique sur les régions géographiques qui finira le 30 janvier. Et là, ça, c'est un des sujets qui peut-être seront intéressants pour la région. Aussi, la consultation publique sur le manuel des nouveaux GTLD. En fait, ALAC vient de passer une déclaration auprès de ce sujet. Et si vous avez un point de vue régional sur cette consultation, ça sera aussi intéressant de le soumettre à la consultation publique. Puis le plan stratégique 2011-2014 qui est ouvert jusqu'au 10 janvier. On en a déjà parlé ici à Carthagène et il y aura des réunions avec le président, le gérant de l'ICANN sur ce sujet. Et là aussi, il y a une page wiki avec tous les commentaires régionaux. On n'a pas encore un commentaire africain, alors ça sera très intéressant. Je vais vite aller mettre le lien dans les Adobe Connect après. Et puis, je pense que ça, ce sont les consultations les plus intéressantes d'un point de vue de AtLarge. Si peut-être un parmi vous trouve des consultations qui sont également intéressantes, je vous prie de les annoncer maintenant. Merci.
Merci beaucoup, Mathias. Il y a Tidiane qui lève la main. Aussi.
Personnellement, d'abord, je veux que tous les membres d'Afralo s'intéressent à...
To participate in the public consultation on regions. This consultation will have an impact on our work. Maybe we will never be again together. I could, for example, in the future in the Arab region and not in the African region. So this will impact our own work, and this is something that we have to express our opinion. So this it has to be done objectively and with an open mind. This is very important. I believe that we could lose much and a lot, we could gain a lot if the decisions taken do not go into the right direction. Second thing I would like to raise here regarding public consultation. During every teleconference, we review for 5 to 10 minutes, we talk about them with no results. It never stimulated participation. I don't believe that in the future, if we continue like this, we have to find another way to raise interest so that people really participate in these public consultations. Why list all subjects that are in consultations, but people don't participate? So we have to find another way. I believe we should take a consultation, each one, in particular, and send them on the list at the beginning of the consultation, have a call, and also to remind people, a reminder at the end of the discussion, because they never read it. When you have only one consultation, that could raise people's interest. I would like to add something to Tijani's comment. Every time there's a consultation, I ask the staff to send the two AFRALO's list, and this would initiate, launch the African people's participation in this process. Je pense quand, lorsqu'il y a qu'il y a une requête pour de commentaires publics, le staff peut l'envoyer à la liste et cela fait individuellement. Comme ça, les membres d'AFRALO pourront y participer et soumettre leurs commentaires.
Oh, c'est pour aller dans le même sens, d'abord pour remercier Tidjani et le staff. Le staff le fait régulièrement, mais pour répondre, c'est qu'il faut que nous qui sommes aussi, nous nous donnions encore un peu plus de temps.
We have to devote time to the reading. I would like to ask Tidjani to send us all the material. We read the main public consultation during our monthly meetings, and then we will have to keep on doing this. And the AFRALO secretariat between the monthly meetings should send us the consultations, the main consultations, as we are doing it right now, whenever we have a list of consultation. We have to work on the most important consultations. And please keep on working. Do not be discouraged. Send us all the material because we will have to participate. We should participate a bit more in this activity. Thank you very much.
ICANN staff, they are very busy and then they have a lot to do. I think if the ICANN staff can liaise with IT, whenever there is like any request for public comment, the first paragraph of it is sent automatically to the list without any human intervention. If this can be sent to the list, meaning that okay, the staff doesn't need to do it manually, and then once it comes to the list, then we can start commenting on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Heidi.
Yes, if I could respond to that, Dev, I think it's a good initiative because I thought that you were actually getting them. We do have the new policy advice development system called the PAD, and my understanding is that it was supposed to be sending out whenever the executive committee decided on which public comment would be discussed or would be commented on, it would be put on the section of the PAD, and then that would be pushed out to the regions. So I'm hearing that that's not happening. Okay, so I'll talk to Deb. Deb Anand is the one who runs that, and Carlton. And secondly, we do have the RSS feeds now, so we could also have all of you signed up to that. So, again, that will be automatic. But thank you also for ensuring or asking that it's less time intensive because we are at our capacity at the moment. We can make that an action item that we'll look into that.
Oh, merci, Heidi. Tidjani, rapidement.
Yes. I think I did. You didn't get my point. The problem is that the information doesn't go to the ALSs. The problem is that the ALSs, when they receive all those public comments, they read them. They read the links, but never go inside, never participate. My concern is that perhaps if we send them one by one and we send them repeatedly, one it begins, another time at the middle, and one before the end of the deadline, so that perhaps we will manage to make the African community participate in this public comment.
Yes, Matt.
Je voulais faire un commentaire sur ça parce que je vois la liste par exemple là en janvier il y a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 qui finissera dans la même semaine. Alors si alors on annonce tous les commentaires, on les rappelle et
Announcing these comments and we are also adding this reminder, this will give us 2 weeks time. Perhaps this would be good to identify the public consultation, which are very interesting for the region. We have been insisting on this many times. to work in this way, but we saw that the amount of public consultation is really high, it's really large, the number. So I don't think anyone or other people in the region could follow the work. Thanks, Matthias. I think I'm going to say that I do agree with you. Participation has always been a problem. It's one of the topics for next meetings. We will talk about this because, as Matthias has said, we had sometimes many consultations. And despite our sending these consultations one by one, we are going to be overloaded by the amount of work and we will get into a general confusion. So we have to find a strategy to see how we can react in a better way, how we can participate in this public or open consultation, or at least in the ones we are most interested. Now, I will give the floor. As I said, I do agree with what Matthias said and as Tijani had already said, as regard the partitioned, geographical partition that is going to be made. I think that it is an important problem. We need the intervention of the ALSs. And I think that what Tijani says and the staff says, we must add that this is a topic that is not related, it is related to us, and we must react. As Matthias said, we have to tell or say the truth. We don't have time to read all the public comments existing and appearing about ICANN, but I insist on this. We must appoint someone at the EFRALO level for this person to, and I can guess the name of the member, for this person to tell us when we have to react. For example, today, this morning, we were talking about the partitioning, the structural or geographic reorganization. I'm not interested in going out of Africa, because for us, it would be something very different with a different framework. So I propose Tijani to be the chair.
Los miembros upcoming or the new African representative on the executive committee could also play a role in pushing the comments that will be drafted to EFRALO. So we could. We're happy to work in with you in that.
Yeah. Thank you, Heidi. Are you going to continue to discuss this issue before the end of the hour?
1 point.
Well, Mohamed, you want to talk too? So I'll give you the floor first, and then Tijani last.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much. I think Heidi's suggestion is very valid. I mean, EFRALO leadership and ALAC members in Africa have a responsibility to act actively in this, at least convey what's important to the mailing list and ALSs and try to get their feedback back. Yeah, there's lots of policies. We can't follow everything, but we can advise on what's important policies that affect the region. To do that, I think we had an activity before and thus we developed something called accountability framework, something like that. It's basically a minimum requirement from officers and from leadership. And I think if we get back to that again, refresh ourselves, try to comply with that, that could be a good step forward, I think, for all of us, yeah.
Je sais très bien que le staff est très occupé et je ne dis pas ça pour les flatter ou pour leur jeter des fleurs.
Very busy, and I'm not saying this just to be kind. I know that this is the truth, and I can't ask them to do more or work more because with the amount of people that we have, it is enough for us. We cannot work longer. Now, when it comes to the issue of the representatives of EFRALO in the XCOM, I can say that I have the intention, I have this duty. If I go to the XCOM, it's to inform people about what is going about, and I will do it constantly, permanently. But this Is this enough? This is the question I would like to pose. I don't know if we will be able to answer these questions. We are not finding a magic solution, but I want to express and repeat this, and I feel sorry for this, because we are losing, we're wasting time in the teleconferences, reading links or other material just for the sake of nothing. And I wouldn't say this, Tiziani. I don't think that you waste time when you read. This is information that you get. So I think this is for the benefit of us. We must organize ourselves, and we have to see how we can participate in a better way. What we are required, or in fact, what we required the team, or we ask the team collaborates a lot, and the team works a lot. They collaborate in very good. And they did what we asked them to do. If we are not efficient enough, it is not their fault. We must see our flaws and change our flaws. In the next session, we will be giving our own proposals and see if they are feasible. And if this is the case, then we will try to realize those proposals. But it is of no use talking constantly by saying this doesn't work, and this doesn't work. We must propose solutions in this respect. We have to give solutions and topics to implement to find solutions. Thank you very much for the consultation of the documentation. Comprises or has 60 pages in English. So I would like to have someone telling us, or in a few lines, the most important points of this document. It is a 60-page document, and if we have to read it from the beginning to the end, we will be wasting a lot of time. So please, if you have time to read it, do it, and please give us a summary, just to help us in our reading and in our work. Thank you very much. I think that I was hearing the claims of at large about documents. We need documents. We need a summary of a document. We need a translation of the document into different language. In this case, we have the document in French. Yes, I know. But these are the constant claims, the summary of a consultations. They don't want to read everything just to see if you are interested in this or no. So if you read the summary, you can see if you're interested in the issue or not. So let's see if the team can make this kind of summary to help us. Have you got summaries or abstracts?
And that what I can do is again mention that to Christina Rodriguez, our language services manager. She's also very understanding of that and would like to see executive summaries of these public comments. So I'll pass that on to her. We'll make that an action item from that, if the chair permits. And we could even maybe have a short discussion with her while we're here in Cartagena. Okay.
Thank you very much. I think we're going to go to the next point. No? Okay, Mohamed.
Just one suggestion, okay? I think even with the summaries, we'll still have the problem. Forgive me, but we need ownership to the, I think, policy issues. I mean, we can take examples of other supporting organizations. For example, CCNS. So you have specific people who are handling specific, let's say, policy issues. So let's say, for example, if we ask within AFRADO and the LSS, who could take the responsibility of be our GTLD or GNSO policy follow-up or liaison, or someone will take that responsibility. His task is to always follow what's happening in that area based on his interest. For example, I can volunteer to CC TLD's issues, IDNs, because I'm interested in that. I'll be interested to read that summary and that document and also contribute in that. But I might not be interested to read detailed issues in the RAA issues, for example. This is just a suggestion if we can.
Okay. Thank you, Mohamed. Okay, Heidi, go ahead.
Yeah, just very briefly, Mohamed, thank you for that. Just two suggestions. One is that we do have 5 at-large working groups that you're all very welcome to join. I encourage you to do that. We'll put the link up shortly to that. And also, we can maybe create a wiki space on the AFRALO wiki to where people can sign up who wants to be have responsibility for each of the general areas that we work in. So then the leadership can know who to send these comments to. Would that be agreeable?
Thank you, Heidi. I think we're just starting the discussion for the next theme. You know, I would suggest that we wait for the next hour to talk about all these issues because it's really going into this discussion. And we will not finish our agenda if you go that way. All right, if you agree, you can just move forward. Thank you for all your suggestions because they are really valuable. So, number four, mise à jour de la réunion, ICANN.
Has to do with the ICANN meeting in Cartagena and to the update on this meeting. And I will now give the floor to... Excuse me, we have 15 minutes left on this session. So let's go on to or move on to point five. Let's see. We are going to speed up. We are going to deal with the update and devote only 5 minutes to this topic. Dave and Dijani will hold the floor. I believe we had a working group for this topic.
Yeah, so see discussion in ALAC. I would suggest that the AFRALO members go through the agenda and then on a daily basis do participate in all the working groups, all the discussions that we have. Because it's only the start of the meeting yesterday and today we had the ALAC policy discussions. It's going to continue. So all the AFRALO members need to be involved and participate actively in the discussions. That's all from my side. Okay.
Thank you, Dave. Tijani, you have something to add, Ray?
En ce qui concerne les...
Regarding the critical issues, I think that what matters here is new GTLD's programs that will be addressed here in Cartagena with all their aspects. We have to deal with vertical integration. We have to deal with support to new GTLD applicants. These issues are debated here passionately and adamantly, and each group has their own point of view. And I believe that the most significant issue to be addressed in Cartagena is the new GTLDs issue. Secondly, the questions related to ALAC. Both yesterday and today, we addressed issues involving ICANN and in ALAC, we debated those issues. There are specific issues, such as the ones we addressed today. They are at large specific points, and we voted on those points. Thirdly, I want to speak on AFRALO's outlook on ICANN's joint meeting. Thank you. In our next session, as we had to deal with this topic in Brussels, and I was not there, and Dijani was there, and we spoke about Dijani's leadership. There was a meeting on the new GTLDs that began previously, and it was a highly successful meeting. The follow-up took place in Tunisia, if I'm not wrong. I am not sure about the timeline, but anyway, we made a statement the statement was to jointly address their follow-up. The second point in the meeting, or to address in the meeting, was participation, involvement. Today, during the whole meeting, we spoke about participation. That is a key issue that needs to be addressed, that we need to address, and we need to enlarge on this debate by including the majority of African people who are interested in ICANN and in the internet. So we have another preliminary version or draft on participation, and we will debate that version or draft today. We intend to set up a drafting committee to draft the statements. There were two working groups, Dijani and Dave, had to focus only on new GTLDs, and Dave and myself had to focus on participation. We worked in conjunction, and we will show you the results of our work shortly. We called for participation, we called for candidates with very few responses, and we had to speed up in the interest of time and do the job ourselves. This is briefly what we did. Please let me know if I am forgetting to include any point. So this is my comment regarding participation and the...
Yes, Tijani. I would like to add this. The
president m'avait demandé qu'il vienne nous entretenir de
about what is NOMCOM and why he wanted to implicate the African community. We accepted with much glee, but the reunion lasted for so briefly. We ID was nice enough to extend the meeting by 30 minutes so that Adam was able to talk to us about the NOMCOM. Very well, thank you. Are there anything questions regarding this item? Dave? Secretary's report for the last quarter. Thank you, Didier. Last quarter's report, Didier, this trimester was offline, so I didn't follow the event, so I did not prepare this report. I'm sorry. So those who did follow, can they do the report? Tijani, thank you very much. Last quarter was marked by our participation at Vilnius. This was one of the main activities of AFRALO during last quarter. I sent you an email, so it's not necessary to repeat what I said. It was a total success. Thank you to AFRALO. Congratulations all for your participation. Thank you for their contributions. There was something that increased AFRALO's credibility, visibility. Second item, also very important from our activities during the last quarter, was the selection of our director, the board director, and we talked earlier. It is not necessary to repeat. So we participate in many other activities organized by ICANN, in particular the work group JAS regarding the assistance given to the new people requesting a new IT, new TLD. So we brought elements of our statements to this group. So this, now there's a new statement. Our statement exists in the addendum of this group's report. And also we participated as individuals within this group. So we impacted, we influenced the results of this working group. Tijani, I would like to add the preparation, the activities of the upcoming meeting, this belongs to the activities of the upcoming quarter. Yes, two other contributions to the ICANN's work in general and at large works in general. Our participation in the survey organized a few months ago, and we had submitted a new a report in Brussels, and the final report will be given here in Cartagena. So we worked on this report with other regions. And the second thing is that AFRALO is the most represented region in the improvement, the work team improvements. So out of the five work teams, we have at least one, two, or even sometimes three representatives. Congratulations, AFRALO. Yovi, do you have something to add? No? Dave? After the fifth item, it's AOB. Priorities of the quarter, of the upcoming quarter. What does that mean? What does that entail exactly? Principal policies and organization items, and a third item, main policies. So we have just talked about public consultations on regions. Is that it for the upcoming quarter? Fatimata, I believe there should be an AFRALO's input regarding the budget, FY12 budget. So we're going to, on va élaborer quelque chose.
Donc, deux déjà?
So, two things already? Two priorities? Third priority, Tijani? The budget. We haven't started working on it. It was the strategic plan consultation. Regarding the strategic plan, of course, we're going to participate and submit comments regarding the strategic plan, but the work team taking care of it, and I'm one of the co-chair of this working team, had worked on this issue, and they're actually working in detail on this issue, but we were expecting the inputs of the new staff because they have a new strategy, a new way of seeing things, and we organized two teleconferences, and maybe those who participated remember them, on a strategic planification and the other for operational functional strategy. And one of the priorities for us is to work on this issue. It's not only the working group that has to work on it. Of course, the other group has to its output, but afterwards, each member of AFRALO should also submit its own opinion. For the upcoming trimester, we have to prepare a functional plan for the upcoming year. Among the operational items, our project that was not achieved in Nairobi, that's the one we want to achieve now for next year if we are not able to achieve it. So we really lost our time, and I hate losing. We have to win. We have to all contribute all our efforts to achieve this. So, and it's feasible, especially with the new spirit of newcomers. Who are participating, and with the functional operational department's input, this should be feasible. Yaovi, would you like to add something? No.
On pourra commencer à penser là-dessus.
I would like to start thinking about analyzing this. I think that we should be talking about participation later, but I believe that we
questioning itself the AFRALO. We have to start like an organization, we start questioning itself where we are going, what we need to do, what we are doing right, what we are doing wrong. I think in the long run, if we can do a SWOT analysis of AFRALO itself, involve all the members of AFRALO, and then it's good from time to time, okay, we start thinking what we are doing good and what we are doing right. So the members, I think that, okay, we can start thinking about it. We can take it in the next meeting.
Oui, merci Dave. Est-ce que ça fait partie du plan trimestriel? Qu'est-ce qu'on va faire?
Does this belong to the quarterly plan? What are we going to do for the next 3 months? That's what we would like to see. What are the priorities for the next 3 months? Maybe we can start thinking about this, but I don't think it is within the action plan for the upcoming 3 months. What is the following month item? Because we have to do quickly to finish this meeting. Are there objections or are there alternate opinions? So we have talked about all the items. When will be the next meeting? In January. First Wednesday of January. Are you sure it would be the first Wednesday during since there will be I think the 5th. Yes, the 5th. So the meeting is over, is adjourned. Thank you very much, all of you.